Once, a long time ago, in the land where there's sand and heat, in the desert, where the cities of Damascus and Baghdad and Jerusalem are today, a king ruled the entire land. And when he found that his wife had betrayed him, had been disloyal, had been a traitor, he was so angry he cut off her head in front of everyone in the kingdom. And every day, he would marry a new wife, and the next morning he would cut off her head. Well, it was the job of the vizier, the chancellor, the advisor, to go through the kingdom and decide which girls would marry the great king. And soon families sent their daughters away. And after several years, there were only two young women left in the entire kingdom. And they were the daughters of the vizier. Now the vizier came home and he was so sad and he told his daughters, "You've got to leave because you're the only two left." Well, his oldest daughter was named Scheherazade and she said, "Father, I have a plan." Her father said, no, you have to leave. You can't stay. I don't want to lose you." And she said, "I've got a plan. If it works, no one else will be beheaded." Scheherazade talked to her sister, and the next day was the wedding, and she was dressed beautifully, but the wedding wasn't happy because everyone knew what would happen to her in the morning. Well, in the evening, Scheherazade began to cry, and she asked the king, "Oh, please, could my sister come and visit me? I'll never see her again." And he said yes. When Scheherazade saw her sister, oh, they hugged and they both cried and they laughed. And her sister said, "Please tell me a story. You tell the best stories." And Scheherazade began. And all through the night, she's told a wonderful story. And in the morning, as she finished the story, she began a new story. Well, the king wanted to know what happened in the new story. So he did not cut off her head. And that night she began the new story, and as she finished that, she began another. Well, the king wanted to know how that story would go. So night after night, Scheherazade told stories, and every story she would end by starting a new story. For 1,001 nights, Scheherazade told stories, stories of great heroes, of legends, of faraway places, of animals, of fools. And every night, the king wanted to hear the new story that would start. And finally, on the 1,001st night, as Scheherazade finished her story, she came before the king and bowed down on the ground and kissed the floor, and she said, "Your Majesty, for 1,001 nights I have told you stories, and I have one request now." The king said, "What is it?" She called to the servant and said, "Bring me our children." And the servants brought in the three children that had been born to Scheherazade and the king over the 1,001 nights. The oldest was walking. The second was crawling on hands and knees, and the third was just a baby in its nurse's arms. And Scheherazade kissed her three children, and she said to the king, "Please, for the sake of these children, for our children, spare my life, because no one will ever love them the way I do." Well, the king began to cry, and he said, "Scheherazade, a long, long time ago, I pardoned you. Because you are loyal, you are clever, you are strong, you are eloquent. And I was wrong to kill all my other wives." They called everyone into the chamber that morning. They made a great proclamation, and festivals began all through the streets. And we still have those stories that Scheherazade told. They're stories of kings. They're stories of lamps. They're stories of thieves and sailors. And Scheherazade and the great king lived happily ever after.